Oh, boy.
Brand new LCP.
I want to give a shout out, man, to everybody out there, man, who has been supporting these LCP shorts. As you guys know, man, sometimes life gets busy. Sometimes things go on in life that you have no control over. And that is what is happening right now in my life. That is why you guys are getting these LCP shorts, because I still want to put out content. I still want to put out, you know, topics and things that you guys can discuss with me on IG. My IG is Lunchroom Chatter Pod. Or if you want to further the discussion and have it with your friends. So,
brand new LCP.
And this LCP short, man. Fellas, first and foremost, fellas, man, I want to say right now, we are about 2 years away from men not being allowed to say shit. We can't say shit. We can't talk about our past experiences. We can't talk about our trauma, because once we do, if a black man is open and speaks about his trauma, it does not mean it's a knock or something that is indicative of you in particular. The same way when you go on Instagram and you hear about women venting about dating and, oh my God, black men ain't shit. Oh my God, black men. Oh my God, all black men cheat. That is you speaking on your trauma based on the black men that you have dealt with. That is trauma. So when we look at what Terrell Owens said about 5 days ago, where he opened up about his past dating experiences with black women, the overwhelming majority of black women, celebrities, you know, who had something to say about it, were offended. They said, oh my God, I'm tired of black men bashing women. Oh my God, I hate it. And I'm like, what the fuck? So what is it that women do every day when they go online and say black men ain't shit? All black men cheat. What is that called? That is her venting about her past trauma based on her past experiences with black men. When you hear black women say shit like, oh my God, you know what? I'm done with black men. I'm going to go get a white guy because black men don't treat us right. That is her speaking on her past trauma from the black men that she decided to deal with. So when a black man opens up about his past trauma and things that he's gone through in the past with the black woman that he's encountered, why does it change? Why is it now, well, those black women you dealt with don't speak for us? That's the same shit men say when black women vent about black men. But we get told to shut the fuck up. Because when it comes to men expressing themselves and us sharing our voice, our opinion, anything we say that isn't a cosign or a hand clap in relation to her is a knock. And we got to get out that shit. So I want to play you guys what Terrell Owens said. And I want to take a second. I want to dive into some of this shit. Because, ladies, I know this podcast is listened to by 85% women. Take a step back and understand that black men are going to have experiences. That black men are going to have things that we go through that can also shape our perception of what we see. Not saying that it's indicative of every black woman out there, but we go through shit too. But before I dive into that shit, man, my guy Nick Grant released a dope-ass project entitled Sunday Dinner. I want to play a track off that album. This is my guy Nick Grant. This song is called Sunday Jam. Again, this project is called Sunday Dinner. You guys can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, anywhere you get your tune. This is Nick Grant. This is Last Jam. Nick Grant and Uncle Chuck.
Yeah. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Cause family just as fickle as these rap fans. This shit is based on how well you can tap dance. But somehow, I got the niggas in the trap saying, how you back here with me? Shit, I don't know. I felt like I gave a me, could never sell my soul, it don't belong to thee. They hate on competition and they made it hard to breathe. They dick riding for money, forget the cars and keys. They frontin' like they sleep, but they pillow talk of me. But back to this hardship, look mama, I thought I would float. The models ain't calling no more, bottles don't sparkle no more. There's Uncle Sam with a knock at the door. Said you capping, what's your point? You blaming everybody else, cause you ain't got no joints. Here we go again. I seen so many y'all come and go like Minutemen. The industry's a freak, don't stick your tongue in this. She fucks so many niggas over, it's become a trend. Nobody ever gives a fuck how much talent you got. You ever get a chance, know that it's not. Promise to you, my nigga.
Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Experience is the soundtrack to life.
Will they still love you when you fall off? get your flowers when you don't.
They trying to take me off, it's either him or I. They playing both sides like they Gemini. You know the flow code like ghetto kitchen tile. But that don't mean nothing, boy, if your shit ain't viral.
Brand new LCP.
Not the shooter, but all the shooters are friends of mine. What kind of nigga am I? I said the nigga kind. The way I'm holding this dough, more like the shivery kind. Still I'm nothing but a slave to the label I. Look at the colors of life, they coincide. Pussy pink diamonds under magenta skies. Life is a beach until you wave goodbye. Tell them I'm dope, they gotta wait for mine. Tell them I'm dope, they gotta never mind. Big booty bins with no waist, they got Shakira vibes. At the dinner table, I did this shit by the grace of God. Got this rap shit in bandages, sorry, I'm not a fan of them. Get to stepping like Pamela, revenge is foul, Hamela. They treated me like amateur, watching these square patterns. These niggas just rocking flannels again.
Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Experience is the soundtrack to life. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Don't let your last jam be your last jam. Experience is the soundtrack to life.
That is my guy, Nick Grant. That is Last Jam featuring Uncle Chuck. Man, again, you guys can check out that groovy tune. That is on his project Sunday Dinner, which you can find on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, anywhere you get your podcast. Check him out also on IG. That is Nick Grant. This tune is Last Jam.
Brand new LCP.
A shout out to my guy. Now, man, I want to take a second. I want to dive into what I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen this, man. But Terrell Owens was having a conversation with Chad Ochocinco Johnson on Instagram, and I guess somehow, some way, the conversation dived into dating. And Terrell Owens, for those who don't know, Terrell Owens has been known, you know, especially when he's caught out sometimes with paparazzi, to date white women. And I guess during this Instagram Live, they dived into some of the reasons why. But listen to what Terrell Owens had to say. And again, ladies, you have to listen to understand and not listen to react. And that's why a lot of you motherfuckers single, and why a lot of good men don't want you. And why a lot of good men would prefer to stay single. And you know what, man? I'm going to stay single. I'm just going to have casual sex because I don't want to entertain you. And I know a lot of times when men do that, it's often projected on us. Well, that's what he want to do anyway. No. A lot of you motherfuckers are, y'all not the catch y'all think y'all are. And it's not a knock on y'all, but I'm simply saying that. Women always see themselves as, oh, I'm the prize. Oh, I'm perfect. No, sometimes you're not. Sometimes, like a lot of men, especially as we get older, we know that as we get older, it's beneficial for us to have someone by our side, especially as we get older. And you guys know, a lot of times, black men, we neglect our health. So sometimes we need that encouragement, that push, that loving energy that only a woman can give us. But sometimes a lot of motherfuckers be so fucking draining to deal with to where a man would rather not have that. Because sometimes having it has the opposite effect. But this is what Terrell Owens had to say. And again, ladies, you guys who have seen this, and you guys who haven't, listen to understand what he might have gone through instead of listening to react. Which I'm beginning to see is this new social media shit, to where I'm a listen, but the minute you say something that I haven't experienced or that I don't understand, I'm a bash you and tell you shut the fuck up. So like I said, fellas, we about 2 years away from, nigga, in about 2 years, we can't do shit but pay a bill and breathe. It's what Terrell Owens had to say.
My experiences with black women growing up wasn't so good. When I started dating white girls, my first experience with white girls is when I went to college. I tried to date some black girls when I was in college. They did not like me. I was skinny. I was strong. Right. I was teased from high school, even college. I got teased for being dark skinned.
Damn, so they tease you, cuz?
Yeah. So there was a lot of self-esteem issues.
No, I'm being dead honest.
So when I
want to pause for a second, man, because before I dive into the second part, because a lot of what he's saying, I've gone through. A lot of what he's saying, I understand. Because some of those are my experiences, especially me being a black man growing up in the project. And you guys know, you guys who've been with the podcast from day one.
Brand new LCP.
You guys know, I don't party, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't have casual sex. I'm 34 years old. I've never had a one-night stand in my entire life. I've never had a casual sex. Oh, my God, let me just, oh, you look so good, let me fuck you. I've never had a casual sex one-night stand in my 34 years of living. I want to clap it up for myself, man. But see, I know some might say, oh my God, that's good. Oh my God, that's great. But when it comes to women or even women I was interested in, that's often had the opposite effect. Now in college, like, you know, college, that's like one night stand heaven. Oh, you look good. Oh, I'm gonna come over. I'm gonna fuck you. That's one night stand heaven. Now, I've turned down one night stands my whole college career. My whole college career, I turned down one night stands. And y'all know what the common theme was? John, are you gay? John, are you bisexual? Because it's not the norm. And the woman who told me that were black women. But see now, do I have the mindset that every black woman feels that way when a man turns down sex? No. But that doesn't mean I'm bashing the man who has the mindset that, you know what? All black women think this about men who don't want to have sex. Because simply because I don't feel that way, because I know it's women out here, it might be tough to find, but I know it's women out here who can appreciate a black man who don't go throwing his dick everywhere. But that does not mean I'm a bash the black man who might have my same experience. And now his mind may say, you know what? Black women don't like when a black man isn't fast, isn't, you know, quote unquote, a hoe. So I'm not going to discount his experience and his mindset that was shaped from what he went through, because it doesn't relate to me. But that's when it comes to being understanding that two people can have the same experience and outcome, and the mental shaping of their mind can be totally different. But with social media, motherfuckers don't understand that. I went through this. But I feel this way. So if you don't feel the same way as me, then you're stupid. Then you're dumb. Oh, yours don't matter. And I'm like, no, we got to stop that shit. Like, if you look at, ladies, let's say abortion. Two women can have abortions. Now, I know a girl I grew up with, you know, to where she had an abortion and she was happy after. She was happy. She went straight out to the club because that abortion to her was seen as a relief. Like, oh, thank God, I got rid of that motherfucker. So to her, the abortion was a happy place. Now, you guys who've been with the podcast from day one, you guys know I went through an abortion in my teen years. And when I'm my teen, when I was my early, about 20, 21. And it was hard for her, man. Like when I tell you guys, man, after she had that abortion, like she was toe up. Like it was some days she wouldn't get out of bed. It was some days to where she was just mentally depressed, she was drained to where I was super concerned about her. So if she was to meet the girl who was happy after having her abortion, that does not mean she should discount the feelings of this other girl who was taking an abortion in a tough way. She might be depressed. She might need to be on medication because it's hitting her difficult. So two people can have the same experiences. It doesn't mean the outcome is going to be the same. That's why I said social media put everybody's mindset in a fucking box to where if this happens and you don't feel this way, you are a hater. How you feel can't be true because I don't feel that. We got to stop that shit. This is a black man, Terrell Owens, talking about his experiences with a black woman. Like, stop listening to respond or react and listen to understand that whatever experiences he went through, they are valid. And that's why I talk about these topics a lot on the LCP podcast, because
brand new LCP.
Where else you gonna get them? You go online. If a man expresses himself online, if he don't say the right thing, He's a hater. There's so many outlets for women to express themselves, their emotions, their mental state. But if a man shows any sign of weakness, he's deemed as emotional. I mean, he got issues. No, he's a motherfucking human being with feelings and emotions. But let's dive into the rest of what T.O. had to say.
And date the opposite color, opposite race. But for me now, where I am, it's not even about color. It's not even about race. For me, it's about somebody that I have some chemistry with, good energy, and I get a good vibe with. That's where I am. Like I said, we all want somebody that's attractive.
Right, you know
what I mean? Aesthetics gonna play a big part in it. Don't, anybody that says, "Oh, well, I don't care what a person looks like," that's a lie. That's a lie. We all want somebody that we can roll over and wake up to. That's, you know what I mean? That looks pleasing to the eye. Everybody experience.
That's a fact. That's a fact, and I think that's the part people miss, because he said he's not against dating black women now, but what he wants is that somebody. So he said he's not against dating black women now, but what he looks for is just somebody who he's compatible with. And now, you can meet 10 black women and not be compatible with all 10, but meet one white woman, one Asian woman, one, you know, Filipino woman, and you might have more things, and you might be more compatible than you were with those 10 black women. Do people not understand that? Simply because two people are black don't mean that they're going to be compatible. Don't mean that they're going to mesh, because moral standards, and you guys know now with social media and how a lot of that shapes someone's mindset, two black folks might not be compatible. And he might sit down, he might meet old white girl Susie at the fucking coffee shop and have more things in common with her. Now, is he going to have more black things in common? No. But he might have more things in common, such as morals, such as religion, such as raising kids, such as marriage, such as, you know, similar views on the world. So it's not always about somebody being black. Two black people can have no type of comparison, no type of connection. And it can be somebody black, it can be somebody Asian. And the motherfuckers have chemistry that is out of this fucking world. That's why I say, man, this black man, he's not bashing women, man. He's expressing himself, man. This black man, Terrell Owens, this legend, this icon, he's not bashing black women. He's simply explaining and expressing what he went through. So again, no offense, but ladies out there, man, if you take offense to what he said because he's expressing himself, shut the fuck up. And I want to clap. Shut the fuck up. Because when some of you guys react so hostile anytime a black man expresses himself and his trauma or what he might have gone through that shaped how he feels, like, it's scary and it's worrisome, because I think about, damn. Like, your brother, your dad, your nephews, your cousins, the black men in your life, even your man, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband. Like, I just imagine, like, how things would be if he expresses himself, if he goes through a tough time, if he has internal trauma that he's trying to deal with and he comes to you for support. Are you going to dismiss him? Are you going to make his feelings invalid because you don't think a black man should feel that way? Every time a black man expresses himself, it's not always a knock towards you. Like, the same way you have trauma, you have dating trauma. Every fucking day it's a fucking new meme. Black men don't do this. A black man don't hold the door. A black man don't do that. You are speaking from your past trauma. So when a man does that, why is it seen as a diss? When a black man does that, why is it seen as a knock, as, oh, he's hating? He has trauma too, the same way your ass got some trauma. So think about that, man. You guys out there, man, who stay supporting the LCP shorts, I want to give you guys a hand clap. And again, you guys can stay locked in. My IG is Lunchroom Tat Apart. Again, you guys who want to support beyond, my Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Tat Apart. Stay locked in. But more LCP shorts on the way, man. You guys, man, I love you guys, man. It's been a lot going on this year, from the passing of my cousin. Like, I'm still trying to process that, you know, to everything going on this past month. I had a bad car incident. You know, my car was totaled, over $8,000 in damages. It's been a lot going on, man. A lot that's physically draining, mentally draining. So, again, man, I still been pumping out these LCP shorts. I've been trying to give you guys content. So you guys out there, man, who've been showing love, showing support. I want to clap it up, man. And I want to give a shout out to Amanda, because Amanda, like the other day, she checked on me, man. And when I tell y'all, as a black man, that is something we do not get often. She told me, she said, man, with the podcast, with Instagram, are you okay? Because you give out so much advice to us or people in general to where sometimes you might not have that reciprocated towards you. And she's right. But as black men, like we know a lot of times, you know, when it comes time for doing good things, when it comes times for, you know, just being a black man who is supportive of other people, sometimes, a lot of times, especially in a relationship or even a friendship, you might not get that in return. So, man, I want to give a shout out to Amanda, man, for checking on me. Y'all know what time it is, man. Stay locked in. Stay tuned in. This is Dad.
Brand new LCP.